with Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Nationally, probably the third wave will last longer, but in a given geographic region may last a little bit shorter. For example, in the Northern Cape, it has gone up, but is already coming down. In Gauteng, is extremely fast pace of increase. And also in KwaZulu-Natal, we don't have the shared big numbers, but the rate of increase is very fast. Yeah. And then just quick in relationship to children, at the moment, there is no evidence that children is more susceptible to this third wave than the second or first wave. Furthermore, the variant causing the third wave in South Africa is the same one as the second wave, or more than 90% of the cases. And there is no direct information that would cause more infection in children.
Professor, good morning. It's Sky here. I got a message here from Uskumbuzo. I am currently self-isolating and had groceries delivered. Can the virus survive on frozen items in my freezer to infect me again later in the year?
No, Uskumbuzo. It cannot. Yeah. And there was, in the beginning of the pandemic, and some of you may remember, at the beginning of last year, was already a lot of discussion on how the virus could be existing frozen materials. But in the end, that was proven not to be the case. So it's very little virus. And when they recover some virus from frozen material, what's extremely unusual, they found that was a dead virus. Yeah.
And then, Prof, I've got a question here from Vinny saying, hello, Prof, please can you tell me how safe are we now if we've had the vaccine? I had my vaccine in March, but am I safe from contracting the virus?
Okay, thank you. That's a very important question. Yeah. So you are very safe from the development of disease, what it means. If you get infected, you are very unusually, under very extreme circumstances, you would get very sick and need to be hospitalized, because the vaccine that was rolled out in March was the Johnson & Johnson, and that showed 85% protection to hospitalization. Yeah. In relationship of getting infected, you basically are protected around 50% on get infected. But even if you get infected, the virus will be at such a lower level because your immune system is going to be much stronger that you are very unlikely to get sick and need to be hospitalized.
Jumping straight back into it. This one's just come through to our WhatsApp line, 0617929495, from Jean. Professor, I received my first vaccine during the first week of the over 60s program, and I was told to come back for my second jab in 3 weeks, and I was given a date. Subsequently, I received a message to say I had to wait 42 days. Why? I received Pfizer at a hospital, and if you don't get the second vaccine within 42 days, will it be non-effective? Prof?
Yes. Thanks for that question. And first, John, congratulations for getting the first dose of the vaccine. Yeah. So why they changed the time between 3 weeks to 40 days is because recent results show that if you delay the second dose of vaccination, the level of antibodies produced by the vaccine is higher. What it means that during the first dose and the second dose, your body is producing antibodies, and the second dose is a booster. So they realize that if you wait a little bit longer, it's the opposite. The vaccine will be stronger and more effective.
And then, Prof, I've got a question here from Lebo, and I think it's an interesting one. I mean, I've got a few friends who have asked this as well. So one of the symptoms of anxiety is shortness of breath. And at the moment, people wondering if they have shortness of breath, going, is this anxiety or do I have COVID? If someone's got COVID and they're panicking about it, does this also then make the COVID worse because now your body is sick and it's under a high level of stress?
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Kerry. That's a very important question. Potentially the most important question of this morning. Yeah. Shortness of breath is the most dangerous symptom of COVID infection. And people should not take that light. Yeah. And should not try to think, oh, maybe I'm nervous and I'm now having shortness of breath. And that's why people that have shortness of breath need oxygenation, and if you don't present very early to get oxygen, you can develop strong symptoms. A simple your suggestion is that if people cannot clear COVID and getting not well, is to buy an oximeter. What is an oximeter? An oximeter is a small machine that you put in your finger, and that give your level of oxygenation in the blood. Yeah, and normally when that level fall below 90%, one should be thinking about try to get some oxygen supplement.
You and Aka, something. Wake up with Darren, Carrie, and Sky, East Coast Radio.